Last night we prayed for a woman who was dying. We didn't expect her to live through the night. And as we prayed for her, the Lord did take her home. And we've been asked to pray for the family now, that God will comfort their hearts. Our sister Cain knows the Barnes, and she was a friend of the Barnes family there. And so let's ask God to just manifest his sweet presence. They know that she's gone home to be with the Lord. And the apostle says that's far better. It simply means more of Jesus than ever before. Dear Father, we want to say thank you. You and your providence have taken this child of thine home. And Lord, we pray that you'll bless the family. We pray that at this time you'll come to them. You will comfort them. You'll draw them all after yourself, Lord. We know that's your purpose, oh Jesus, that each one may experience a wonderful Savior. And we just pray that tonight you will send the comfort of the Holy Ghost into that situation, and these relatives and friends shall be comforted by God for the glory of your name. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. And yes, tonight I got a list of those who are coming. And tomorrow that'll start. Sister Gerda is bringing some from British Columbia, some Chinese people from there. Some of them have come from Taiwan here. And brother, the pastor, his name is Wu. And he is not coming this year. He feels he ought to stay home. But he's sending his people. 8 of them are coming. And so I looked at that. I said, boy, 8 more. And then I saw the whole list, and my wife figured out, I don't know how many she said, but I think there are about 32 Chinese people coming from Chinese background, you know. And we have this brother Yu coming Silver Springs down in Virginia. And we're so glad he's coming. He's a dear, dear brother. And we have a sister with us there from mainland in China. Yes. And we just love to see her and have her here. Although I don't know, I think she understands most everything. Yes. But we expect to hear from her one of these days. And we just thank God for all that are coming to worship with us. And we're so glad, so happy, because these people are drawn to Jesus. They want Jesus. And they come here to meet him and worship him with us. And then there's some pastor coming from Kynath. The Kynath family was here this year again. And they're a dear family. And their son has a large church in New Jersey. And he decided he wanted to come. And I'm so glad he's coming. Glad to have him here. And some of our pastors will be here from the city. And so we expect to have a time of fellowship in the presence of God with these dear people. We want you all to be free, though, of course. And like Sister Munsinger there, we want to hear from her, of course. And, you know, it's wonderful what God has done. You know, God is so good. And he loves us, and he will love us on. And one thing I thank God for, and I believe we want to maintain that by the help of the Lord, and that is a spirit of praise. You can lose that spirit in a church if you're not careful. And God doesn't want us to lose that, but that ought to grow in us. to exalt his name together, the name of Jesus, Lord. So praise the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. So let us be free to praise him and worship him. And he will meet you as you praise him and exalt him, lifting him up. Hallelujah. Some people are not used to that at all. But you ought to learn to worship the Lord and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so we pray that God will bless all who come on the grounds in these coming days. We have about 66 who have registered to join with us here beside the staff. And, you know, it's so interesting how God has provided the staff and workers. So let's be grateful to God and expect him. It's his work. We all need him. We are his workmanship. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus, wonderful Lord. Wonderful. Dear Lord, you're becoming more precious and wonderful to us. And you're helping us to worship you and praise you in the Holy Ghost. We thank you for that spirit of worship and praise, Lord, that you put in among us. And we pray that we shall give you the glory that is due unto your name. Oh, Jesus. We can't do that ourselves, but we thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit enabling us to give God the glory, to lift him up. Hallelujah. To exalt that blessed, holy name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.